Why don't you give him an olive? He peel the Easter and another. Okay. So the Mor says, Makatani Lo. Who is the one who says this is the halacha of here in another? That Yisrael Behuda decree who? Yisrael Behuda, which we had before in Chesem and Aleph, in the case a person says that there's a certain amount in the decree, then the decree is stolen. So he's on an altar, he didn't mean to undertake Naziris under such circumstances. Because Behuda says, something Naziris l'hakel. The person said, or is the case of already not a manashi hey bekri is that may occur halacha b'matzal shenigna v'shabad. Rabbi Yehuda said something serious lahakol. He didn't mean to be mechayim himself in a situation where it's not clear that he's being mekabelit. Okay. So the same thing over here. He did not mean mechayim himself for naziris unless it was vadai. That she gave birth to a boy. Or let's go back to the case of Vlad. I'm sorry, it's about that it was a viable child, which we don't know because we can't be aware of that. So he didn't mean to do that. So Reb Shimon Armer Yomer. Reb Shimon says, what should he do? Because it's a situation of a suffix. He should undertake a zeros right now and say that if what she gave birth to was a ben kayama, this is what he's going to be knowing zeros now is for that kabbalah that he made already. And if not, he's being manad of a new zeros now. This way he can do the zeros and bring kabbalahs at the end. Abominate Rabbi Abba Merav Huna. So Rabab asked the Shaila. Haredi Nozer Bechashieli Ben. Mepila Ishtoi. Behifrish Korban. Bechazer Vayolta. Now, the case of the Mishnah was that in the Mishnah, Chazav Yolda, there was another heroine. Okay. The question is talking about over here. It was from the same heroine. So Morris says. So what's the halacha? So Morris says, let's clarify. Aliva the man. So Eliva the Rishimin, mighty boy late. But Omer Rishimin sub in the zeros lahachmer. Vela Liba the Behuda, Dhammer Sabin Ziris Lahakul. Samai. So the Morris is the Shah of the Kurd of Behuda. So do we say that apparently she had twins, and one of the twins was a Nephil. And therefore, when the person was mafresh the korban, designating the korban to be for the naziris, he already was a nazir, and the hafrasha is a valid hafrasha. Or do we say that, in other words, once we see the second one as being viable, we have to assume the first one is viable as well? Or do we argue that the fact the second one is viable doesn't make the first one viable? And therefore it's a case of suffering Naziris, which according to Behuda, he wasn't a Nazir yet, so the Hafrasha wasn't anything. And he wasn't saying that I'm being mafresh it for that which will come in the future. He's being mafresh it for right now, the Chiyuv Naziris, which doesn't exist yet. So do you say Kaddish or LeKaddish? Where it says, okay, okay, the Mor says, "The mine after mine after practically, what will be the difference on this Shiloh? So there's an issur of giza and avoda on a behema, which is kachim. Even if he gets a mum and you pride it, you cannot do giza and avoda with it. So even if we get a mum and say now you can be pride it, do we argue that it was Kaddish and therefore it's also in Giza and Avodah? Or we say that according to Yehuda, that some of the Zeres is Lahakal, if a Chal wasn't Kaddish to start with, and therefore it's Mutter in Giza and Avodah? And again, eventually, theoretically, he could. This I'm not clear about it. He could threateningly take this behemoth and designate it for the second, for the Ben Kayama, the Naziris which comes with that. But he didn't do that. If he did that, the Chara, that should be, we should argue with Mamon Neshach. If it wasn't Chal until now, so now he's making it Kaddish. If it was Chal now, it's because we're saying that since the second one is Ben Kayama, that means the first one was a Ben Kayama also. And really, he was a Nazir the whole time. He's not a Nazir twice. If there was a case where the wife gave birth to two sons, is he a Nazir twice? Let's say the first case of Mishnah, Sheili Ben, not a case of a Safik, a case of a Vadai. And it turns out there was twins and both boys. I don't think he's a Nazir twice. He didn't mean Mechayim himself twice for each son. So. If the second one's a Ben Kayama, it means the first one's a Ben Kayama on that side, so that means this was the Naziris. So there's no reason why he can't use it now on the second one. But in case he didn't do that, in case he didn't then subsequently say it's for the second one, so do we say it's not the first one, it rates a Suffolk Naziris, and the Suffolk Naziris is not Chal, Karn of Yehuda, and therefore Bechal not Kaddish. So where's this Teku?
I understand the question about nafgamina. Why nafgamina? I mean, kadosh halo kadosh. I mean, that's a obvious difference.
The pashas is that the Morris is saying, do we argue that according to Yehuda we have a rule that suffering the zeros is nothing because he doesn't mean it unless it's a medos, so therefore it's not kaddish at all. The second side is, do we say since the second one is a Barak Yama, it's an indicative of the fact the first one is a Barak Yama, and now it's a Gal Muslim Afreya, that it was a Kedusha. That side is a Sophic. There is the two Tzadim are Vaday not Kaddish, or it's Kaddish Misophic. The Mor is not donning to say it's Kaddish Vaday. So you can't bring it as a Korban.
Okay.
So where's the practical nafkamina? The practical nafkamina is the Suri Kedusha which come with it. I think that's what the more means. Take them. Let's see the Rosh. Yehuda Dekrihu, the Brisa Daisin and Liel. So that's the Brisa which you brought before in the first parak. And Avches, in the case where he wasn't able to measure the tree, it never was Kaddish to start with because he never meant to be Mechai himself in the Naziris, which will not be in his bar if he really was chayv in it.
It's not too helpful if we don't know what daf, although I guess he didn't have daf probably at that point.
Correct. That which we have those in Rashi, that's because they're put in later. Rashi didn't insert those.
Right.
So whoever was nice enough to insert them in Rashi wasn't nice enough to insert them in the Rosh. Okay. So we have the Maseres HaShas, which was nice enough to tell us where it is. Even though, if you look at the Maseres HaShas, you'll see it's in brackets. Maseres HaShas, actually, there were two mechaberim. What we have in Maseres HaShas really was written by one person, and then later on somebody else added more. So the ones in brackets are the ones that are added. Rishaya Pick wrote the first one. I think I can't click on which one. Sashas was from the Lavush, and the Tikkun goes to some Mordechai Zev Halevi Itinga, and a Rishav Shal Nothing. The Charlemagne. No, I'm sorry, I got that wrong. Sarsa Shas, we're from Rishi Shmuel from the Bad of Frankfurt, and Shai Pick, Berlin, added in more, and those we call them Chatzay Rabu, and those ones that he added were put in brackets. It's on the first page. The first page of the
viewers. What's the 101 before Shiva?
Everything you want to know and asked about it.
501 before Shiva.
I don't know. Okay. So the bracket ones are from Rabbi Shai Pick from Berlin. Okay. He peeled each day of fish carbon because of Yehuda. So then, after he was mafresh to Corbin, shortly thereafter, she gave birth to the second child. So, for a nefel, the person never meant to commit, not even misafik. He doesn't want to commit to something misafik. So he's not a nozer misafik. So there's no kedusha on the korban. Now that she did give birth subsequently later in that day, so we have to assume that the first one was a ben kiyama also. It's a hachacha. Why? Shainisha misaberis with chazeris and misaberis. So we don't look at it as there was two Iburim, but rather it was one Ibur which became two. And therefore, the fact that the second one was viable means probably the first one was viable as well. Odilma, but it's also possible, even though that Mitzad, the Tipa, they're both viable, that something happened in the development of the child. Dimazad Nigmar Tsurasa, the Zion. They developed differently, and the one which came out first wasn't Nigmara, and therefore Velikodesh, the Behema, which was Mufrish for the Naziris based on the first one, was not Kaddish. But Gosh is voided by his potter. Okay. Now, I will Shimon came in the Mamanu Shachayv Linus Naziris Lahavi Carbon. So, according to Shimon, the Maisa, he has to bring the Naziris Misafik, and he has to do this. But to allow him to bring the Carbonus, he's going to have to make a Naziris Adaba as well. But since Mitzad his key to be knowing the Naziris, he's planning to do that. So when he's mafresh the korban, it's also kaddish. V'al v'gav di boy lo mekabel the Naziris, V'yamei b'sabek zeh lo'olam. He could theoretically not do the nezirus according to Reb Shimon, and just remain with the suffolk if he's, that he's chayiv to be eventually do a nezirus. And v'lo yigaleach v'lo yavi korban. V'nimsa she'en b'afrosh hazu klum. So the commitment of the he's not allowed to cut his hair. So it means not makabel lay the naziris of the nedava. So I have to be knowing the naziris because he already was makabel naziris. The naziris is chal automatically once the child is born. According to Shimon, it's chal automatically. So he's not makabel naziris nedava. So he's chayv to be a nozer misafik, but he can't cut his hair and bring karbonis until he is able to vada bring a korban. Can't bring, cut his hair until he brings a korban. So he's not makabel naziris nedava. So there won't be a korban. So theoretically, this animal isn't. He could theoretically stay in this state and not bring a korban. Can't cut his hair. But so maybe the frusha should not be a frusha until he says the nazir is the dava. That's the rusha's kasha. We call Malcolm Kim and Shehifrish korban. We have to assume once he's mafresh a korban, all the bedaita should write to the kabbalah of the naziris. That indicates he wants to, he does want to bring the korban. So we have to say that what happened was v'havi ke'omer harei alai behemus kedoshim lekorban nozer shekabel alai, that I'm going to be mekabel the nazir tadava, and now these animals can be kaddish memonoshach, and I'm committing to that now. This, the animals are for that purpose. I'm going to do in the future to be starved in the kach. So the Rosh seems to be grappling with, do we argue that even though he definitely has to be a Nozim Yisafik, but if he doesn't make the Nazir Sadab, he can't bring Kermanas because the Safak Kulam Bazor. So even though a Nozim is kind of bring Kermanas, and we should argue that he's being Mafresh and these Kermanas Misafik, but since practically he can't bring them, so we should argue that he doesn't mean to be give them a kedusha until he addresses the problem by being mekabel nazir tadava. So his second lashon is saying, listen, he's kaver karbanos misafik, so he's doing mafresh for that purpose. He'll never bring them because there might be a chulin, but he the hafrosha is hafrosha because he's kaver karbanos misafik. The first lesson saying no, practically that there's no, that if he's not going to ever bring them, he doesn't mean they makdish them. So the answer is, according to Reb Shimon, we have to assume he plans to address the problem. The tale of the Tosfos over here is he dresses the way we were discussing before. Nafkamina legizav avodosoi. It's in the Tosfos of Pila Ishtai, the Hifrish Carbon. So towards the end of the Tosfos, says Nafkamina legizav avodosoi. Now the Gos Etzionim does make some corrections over here, based on the Rav Sal Miransberg. V'loy delilki ahai. So the Keke Malkus on the Giz of Avoda. Mishum Deleka, he puts in the Giz of Koyach, B'hach Svoro, Dvarach Mashalei B'Sofik. The Vadar Achron doesn't make it, it's not Mashalei Kivadai. It doesn't make it a Vadai. So we're not going to bring the Kabbanis. So he speaks at that point. We're not going to bring the Kabbanis. At most, it'll create it that it's a suffix. Why? How do I know that? The Misafkel Talmud, the Shema Lilko Kivadai, as he puts in. So, and then from Yukal, if that's what we're arguing, so maybe we should Shimon Nami Motzil Mi Boy the Malkus. Dilo Yodo Lekha Kadusha Vadoyis Elahavi Safik Rib Shimon. See, he did something like the second lashon of the Rosh, that the Naziris would only be chal, the Kedusha would only be chal misafik. So if the Kedusha only chal misafik, like the second understanding of the Rosh, so we should have the same shalom of Shimon. Do we say that Kedusha is chal misafik because Shimon holds the Naziris is chal misafik? And if you say that the second one is a bar kiyama, it's a raya gemura. The first one's a bar kiyama, so then it's kadosh mivada. You can be makir of the korban and get malchus if we be goes with it. So why is it more say the only shalos like your behuda? Keep you like your shimon also. But if you tell me that we're never going to hold that the second one is a full raya to the first one, so at best it's going to be a suffix. So there's nothing more. According to Shimon, there's no shiloh, because either way it's a suffix. According to Yehuda, we have a shiloh. But if you tell me that the sheni proves the rishon in Bataras Vadai, so you can have the shiloh of the Gemara and Shimon as well. So that's his raya, that the sheni doesn't prove the rishon vadai. The sheni only proves the rishon b'teras sofik. So according to Yehuda, it's either vadai not kaddish or it's kaddish misafik. So more says nafkin is kizav void. According to Shimon, it's kaddish misafik either way. So there's no reason to ask a shayla. Okay. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me this blank book. Should I repeat it?
I'll listen to the recording.
What?
I'll go through the recording.
Okay. Okay. So the more Bamine Ben Rechumi Me Abaya. So the person's name is Ben Rechumi, and he asked Abaya the Shiloh. Hereni knows the Cheshiyah Li Ben. Shomer Chaver Vamer Vanir Valai. Okay. Some Girsas have the Girsas of the Rama had the Girsas of Ani. So Mahu. So what does he mean to say? The Reuben said, "I'm a nosa the chashili ben." And Shimon says, "Vani." So does Shimon mean, "And I'll be a nosa when I have a ben?" Does he mean that when Reuben becomes a nosa, when he has a ben, I'll also become a nosa? Okay. So do you say Mao Adibure Mashma Bagufe Mashma? Is he connecting into the same Dibur? Now, if he means Adibure, so he's saying, I'm committing to what you're committing. If he says Agufe, let's go back and Shimon.
Okay.
I'm in the Kabbalah that when I have a son, does he mean based on Reuben's Dibur, when Reuben has a son, so Shimon becomes a Nazir? That's a Dibure. Agufei means Shimon means I'm in the Kabbalah that I should be the same as you, and I should personally have my own Kiev. Which means when I have a son. Okay. So now if Shimon means his own personal Chiyuv, I'm in the Kabbalah Naziris when I personally, Shimon, have a son. Okay, now Omar Harani Nazir. The Chishayeli Ben, was he over here? One second. If you keep the gears of why? Mashiach Ibrahim Vani. I think that
the Shia Lacha, right? It's a difference.
Well, yes and no. The Rambam learns that the first one was Vani and the second one was Lacha. But the Tosfos learned the first one was Alai and the second one was Vani. Is there a difference between Valai and Vani? Okay, that's the test of the shadow. They're both going on, the Chashiyah Libain. The first case it says, Shamach Haber Vamar Valai. The second shadow is Shamach Haber Vamar Vani. Okay, so Valai. The words say maybe that means a gufe. I want my own personal chiyuv. But maybe when I say vani, v'shamachaber v'omer vani mahu. And I've shaken with you. Say over there also he means his own personal chiyuv. Adil ma'achi kamar rechim na lacha kibaseich. I care about you just as much as you care about yourself. And when you have a child, I'm going to be Mekhaev. Okay. In Tim Zalomar, Kolb and Pei, Ksivle Milso. So when he's long, when he's there in front of him, so obviously he well, Moore's Lashon is literally means he's embarrassed, but that means he obviously wants to connect into what Reuven's doing. So we assume whether he said about Ni or Valai, he means that he'll be chayev when Reuven's chayev, he'll be chayev as well. So what about the following case? Amar Harani knows the Chishiyei Leplani Ben. So Reuven says that Amar Ben knows when Beryl has a son. Shemar Chavim Rav Amar Vani. So here, Bishlama, when it's Reuven and Shimon, so we say, what's happening? Reuven is being Mechayev when he has a child. Shimon said, you know what? I'm so excited for you. I'll be a Nazir also. And that's what he means. They're like, no. I don't mean, you know, whatever happens to you, tough luck. But I want to be. So that's more. Obviously, he means he wants to commit to Reuven Simcha. And Reuven talks about, I'll be a Nazir. He says, you know what? I'll be a Nazir also. That's the Tzipa Lemilsa. It's uncomfortable if it means anything other than that. But Reuven says, I'm Mechayev because of Beryl. So Shimon doesn't feel, I don't feel any obligation to commit to what you're doing because of Beryl. Remember about Neat. Now, meaning Shalom Befonov and Avshay Kamar. So maybe Shimon means, you know what, I like Beryl also. So the same way as you're giving me a nose when Beryl's a son, I'm giving a nose when Beryl's a son also. I said, no, there's no reason to assume that he means that. He means me personally, and it's going on himself and not on that other person. Dr. Rosh. So I'm connecting into your deeper the same way you're a nazir when you have a son. I'll be a nazir when you have a son. And then the gears change to the gears of two. Oh, not gam. Oh, ani mekabel alai nazir is the kashiyah libet. He means his own personal kabbalah. Okay. Doesn't more the Tipsa Lomar the Valai Vari Gufe Mashma. When he says Valai, he's going back on himself. The Mashma al Gufi, Nodar. Kosha Kabalta Olecha. The same way you're Makabal on yourself something, I'm Makabal on myself something. But Vani Mahu. What about Vani? Divani Ikala Frushe Ani Doima Benerze. I want to be like you. And if you say Koban Pei Ksivile Milsa, whenever he's there in the person's presence, it's uncomfortable if he would do anything other than that, be makabel what the person be makabel. The Hara Shechovet V'Tevasa would be embarrassing. So the correct social response is, you know what? Ruben said, I'm so excited if I have a son, I'm going to be a nozer. You know what? I'm so excited if I'll also be a nozer. That's the correct social response. He doesn't, you know what? The same way, hey, great, you know. I don't know, whatever happens to you, but I'll be a nozer when I have a kid. That doesn't sound so good. So, you know, we assume he means committing to that. What about when he's committing to somebody else? What's going to be over there? So Morris says, that Morris says, so Tiboy, I pointed out to you in the door that the word Tiboy is sometimes used to replace the word Teku. Even though we had Omanal Teku, which stood as we used the word Teku. So I don't know what the difference, or how you choose one over the other, but that's a common usage in the Dorm and Nozer, the word Tiboy. The devil that doesn't work for the Natrikan. The Rosh Hashanah. But if the word take means that it stands as a question, which is what it means. I don't know who put that thing into that remez into the pshat. Like everybody knows it, right? But mice, that's not what the word means. The word means take means it stands as a question. So tiboy means it stands as a question also. Okay, Zok the Mishnah. Hereni Nozer, Venozer Kashiyali Ben. See, there's some Kabbalah to Naziris. I'm a Nozer right now. I'm going to be a Nozer when I have a child. Hiskel Mona Shalos. He started keeping that first Naziris. And then, Vahakach Nadal Ben. And then the child was born during the Naziris. During those 30 days. So Mashlem Shaloi. So he has to be finished the first one, and then the second one will start. So finish the first one, bring a bonus, boom, and then start the second one. Let's say how he said it in the other order. First Kabbalah was I'm a Nazir when I have a son, and he said I'm also going to be another Nazir besides that, and then he started, well, the kids aren't born yet, why not do that? So he started counting his Kabbalah Shaloi. Now the law is different because Menicha Shaloi Umane Shal Benoi Barakach Mashem Shaloi. So since he said he's giving us the Chashili Ben, that's the first Kabbalah. So as soon as the son is born, that becomes the one he's Mechayev to do. And therefore, he has to interrupt the Naziris that he was doing for himself, for the second Kabbalah, and be knowing that other Naziris. And then he's Mashem Eshaloi, so which means he'll keep the same total amount of days, but he's going to be noyeg, and he's going to have to be noyeg as well on Naziris, because he's in the middle of his first Naziris. But the more so that's going to be a valid fulfillment of his commitment for both of them. So the Rosh says, so practically, what's an Afkamina? What's an Afkamina? The Siddur Rosh.
But now he could, if he completed his own, the non-Ben one, sort of the standalone one, if he had completed that first, that would be a valid fulfillment of his Kabbalah, right? In other words, you don't have to finish the Ben before the standalone.
Right. The part was, he said,
I'm not sure.
In the second case, it's Ben Benazir.
Right.
So you might say that the second Benazir is actually also Tuluy on the first. That if I have a kid, I'll be a Nazir for the kid, and then I'll be a Nazir again.
Well, he's clearly, he doesn't mean because of the child. The question is just, do we say that's what he we're understanding? He doesn't mean two. What he means, rather, I mean one because of the child. I mean, also, anyway, nothing to do with the child. But the order, the question is, how compelling is the order? Mm-hmm. I mean, we're seeing from the Mishnah that the Pasha of the Mishnah reading that, you know, if he finished the first one, he can finish the first one before the second one. But the order is not Machai of him to the point that he cannot fulfill it beforehand. But it is, the order is compelling enough that once the child is born, immediately he's a nazir for that Kabbalah, and he has to put the first Kabbalah on hold. So
does that mean that?
So how? Where's that middle madriga? Why do we define it like that? I'm not sure.
Some number of days, child's born, 30 days. Then he gets a haircut.
If he gets a haircut, he has to do another 30 days afterwards. So whatever he did beforehand, because a taglachas can't be less than 30 days. So if you get a haircut after the 30 days of the child, whatever he did before is irrelevant.
Right.
So the case has to be that he didn't, the Mishnah's being Mechadish, that he didn't, which Rosh is going to address, that he wasn't Mekabel, he wasn't Megaleah after the 30 days of the child. Mm-hmm. So then we say, you know what, now he can finish off the 15 days that he has left from the first one. So he'll end up being 15 before the birth, 30 after the birth, plus 15 after that, and then he has 60 days, and he'll do one taglachas with two sets of karbonas. Because it was two.
And he'll bring those karbonas at the end of the 60, both pair.
Right.
So there won't be a pair at the end of the 30.
Right.
Okay.
That's how the Rosh learns. And the question is, so what exactly did the if that works, if that's acceptable? I mean, if the Mishnah tell me the pshat is that once the child's born, he said, listen, you know, you mechuyev that nazir, the other one, therefore, wasn't a full nazir, it's no good. So you cop the pshat in the Mishnah, but what the Mishnah's telling me. So whatever, you did 28 days, tough luck. Child's born, you have to do 30, and you have to do another 30 afterwards. You magaleach, you bring a kodesh, you do it. The Mishnah doesn't say, the Mishnah says that mashim eshaloi. So the Rosh wants to address exactly what this mashim eshaloi idea is. So that's a little. We'll do that for tomorrow.